We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Bishem Ham Yaakov ben Pinchas to Leo. We are in Tamid Perek. Hey, Mishnah Dalet. Misha Zacha Baktores Hayonotel Esakaf. So now we begin with the person who has the zuchus of bringing the Ktores, bringing the incense. So there are two kalim that we're going to discuss here. One's called the kaf. One is the spoon. And the spoon is a large spoon, and then we speak about a bazach, which is a smaller spoon. The reason we have two spoons is because the smaller spoon, the bazach, is going to actually hold the ktores, and we want it to be heaped, because that's a derech kavod, when you have something that's overflowing. On the other hand, you can't lose any of the ktores. So we have this larger spoon that's underneath it, so that if any of the ktores falls out, it falls into the larger spoon. So the kaf is the larger spoon. The Mishnah tells you how much it held. V'hakaf doma l'tarkaf gadol shel zahav, machzik shloshes kabin. The kaf was similar to a kli, a golden kli, of a tarkav. We've had that in the past. Tarkav is tray and kav. Tray and kav, two kav, and one kav equals three kav. That's what the Mishnah says. Six kav equal a saw. So this was three kav, this was half a saw. So that's how much this kaf was able to hold. But the bazach, which is the smaller spoon, which is what actually had the ktoris in it, toya bisocho maleda gadush ktoris. That was full and heaped up, gadush, full of ktoris. Vikisui hayalo. And in fact, there was a kisui. This smaller spoon, this bazach, had a kisui, had a covering. What was the purpose of the covering? So that was to avoid anything that falls, that potentially could fall into it. You didn't want any dust or anything else that could invalidate the Torah. If there's anything that's foreign material that falls in. Uchamin mituteles haya alav milmalan. And on this cover of the smaller spoon, of this ladle, on the cover, in order to pick it up, there was some type of mitutels, is like a ring. And that was what you could use to lift the cover off the ladle when you needed to. Perikei Mishnah Hei. Misha Zocha Bamachta Natal Machta Sakesef. Here we have another Kohen who is Zoche in the Machta. The Machta is a shovel. So before you can burn the incense on the Mizbeach HaPrim, Mizbeach HaZav, you need to put coals on there. Having the incense there without coals is not going to burn. So another Kohen is going to bring coals from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Mizbeach HaNechosh, is the outer Mizbeach, which we may remember that we spoke about an arrangement of wood that was there to make so that coals could be made for the purpose of the Ktores, and he would have this special shovel that he would take where we'd fill the shovel with coals from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, so he could place them on the Mizbeach HaPnimi so that the Ktores could be burnt. So this was a separate coin. So Misha Zachav HaMachta, not HaMachta HaSakesef. This Machta, this shovel was made out of silver. V'alo l'rosh HaMizbeach, he went up to the Mizbeach, and he moved the coals, the outer coals, one way and the other, and then he scooped up from some of the coals that are inside, right in the middle, that are very hot, the Aaron L'soch Shel Zav, and he poured them into another shovel, but this shovel was made of gold. Bartanur explains, why is it that on the one hand we're using a silver shovel to scoop up the coals, but we use a golden shovel to actually bring the Ktores inside? So he says, Avaloha Yachoseb Shel Zav. They didn't do the shoveling, the scooping up, with a golden shovel, Kadesh Alotis Kalkus, so it doesn't get ruined. Vahatora Chasa Amamon Shel Yisrael. The Torah has Rachmanis on the money of the Jewish people. So use that if you're just using it to move the coals around. So that use of silver gets ruined. It's not as expensive that as Zav, and it's not even that. It's the fact that the chances that Zav is softer. So it's more vulnerable. And it's going to be affected by the heat. So therefore, that you'll use to bring the coals inside, but not to scoop up when it's on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So what does the Kohen do? The one who Zoche B'machta, he takes this Machtas Kesef, goes to the Mizbeach, moves the Gecholim, now he scoops up. Yarad goes down to the floor of the Azara, comes down to from the Mizbeach. The Aaron of Soch Shel Zav, and now pours the coals into the golden shovel. Nispazer mimenu kikav Gecholim v'haya mechabdan la'ama. So the Mishnah says that about a kav worth of coals actually fall onto the floor. The reason for that is that the silver shovel held four kav, and the golden shovel that he's bringing in for the Ktores is only holds three kav. So about a kav gets scattered on the floor of the azar, right? What would he do with that? Those coals, you sweep them into that stream of water that was in the azara. And this is so that Kohanim wouldn't hurt themselves. It was very hot as they're walking barefoot. Uvishabbos yakof alem psachta. But on Shabbos, the gecholim, of course, coals are mukta. He would have to cover them with a pot. Psachta was a special pot. And then the Mishnah tells you that the pot was used for other things as well. Upsachta roisa kli gadol machzech es lesech. This psachta was a very large pot that held a lesech, which is 15 saw, a core is 30 saw, lesach is half of that, is 15 saw. And the psachta, that's how much it would hold, a very large pot. And in fact, there were two chains that were on this psachta, on this very large pot, that the Kohen would use when they had to carry ashes from down from the Mizbeach. They'd have to hold on to it. Achashu moshech ba v'yored v'achashu ocheiz ba milamalon b'shil shlotes galgel. One chain in the front of this pot with the Kohen, it's a very large pot, which they have had ashes inside. The Kohen would hold that as he's pulling the pot. He's going down the ramp. He's on a slope, on a slant there. And the other chain, which is in the back of the pot, another Kohen would hold on to the other side so that it wouldn't roll down the ramp. And then the Mishnah tells us, this pot was used for three things. Kofin osa al gav gecholim, as we just explained. They overturned it on the coals that were spilled, so the Kohen wouldn't burn himself on Shabbos. Of course, during the week, they could sweep it into the Amma. Vala sheretz b'Shabbos, and they would overturn it on a dead sheretz. One of the eight shrutzim could potentially make a Kohen Tameh. So that you would normally take out of the Beis HaMikdash, but you can't do that on Shabbos. That's mukta. So if that's found in the Azara on Shabbos, you'd have to cover that over. And they brought down ashes from the very big tapuach, that mound that was on top of the Mizbech. They would use that, the psachter, for that purpose as well. Bar Tuna makes one point regarding the fact that they cover this over on the top of the sheretz, that they couldn't take it out. There is a general rule that ein shvus b'mikdash. We assume that Kohanim and Zrizim are very careful, and the gzeros d'rabbanan should not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. And yet, here, the law of mukta, which is gzeros d'rabbanan, we assume, it does apply. So the answer is sometimes mukta, we consider that a very strict gzeros d'rabbanan, and therefore that will apply in the mikdash, but not always. So he makes the following point. Al shvus kazer gazu afil b'mikdash. That type of shvus, that type of issur d'rabbanan in Hilchos Shabbos does apply in the mikdash, and that's why you can't remove the sheretz. But v'davka k'shenim so ba'azara, that's only where the sheretz is found in the azara, in the courtyard. Avalinsa behechal o be'ulam, but if it's found in the more inner chambers, the hechal o the ulam, then motziyin oso miyad v'afilu b'shabbos, you can take it out, move muktzah even on Shabbos. And that's the end of the Mishnah. But just to discuss this issue of the sheretz that's found in the Mikdash on Shabbos. So this is discussed in Maseches Erevin and Perek Yud Mishnah Tezvav. And the Mishnah speaks about a sheretz that's found in the Mikdash. So the first issue is how to take it out. So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, the Kohen should take it out with his avnate. You want to take it out as quickly as you can. The fact that you make the avnate that he's wearing tameh, okay, that's okay. I'd rather get it out of the Beis HaMikdash as quickly as possible. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says no. Find a piece of wood and take it out. If it takes you a few seconds to find the piece of wood, that's better. Even though it's going to delay somewhat, better to do that than to take it out by making some of the big day kahuna tame. And the Mishnah then has the machlokas. From where do we have to take it out? We're speaking about Shabbos, where there's potential of moving muktzah. So the Mishnah says mehechan motzino so min hahechal umin haulam umin haulam lamizbech. Divi Rabbi Shimon ben Anas. Rabbi Shimon ben Anas says you take it out, as we discussed, from the hechal and the ulam, and from between the ulam and the mizbeach, but not in the most of the azara. Most of the azara, we assume that they have to leave it there because that type of shvus, we don't assume that we allow you to violate Shabbos, even though it's a gezeirah derabbanan. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva Omer, you can take it out directly even from the azara itself. Makom al shechayoven al zedono kores val shigigos ochatos mishomotzi enoso. Oh, sure, kalam the komos, kofin alav, Psachter. There's our Psachter pot. So Rabbi Yekiva says, no, even the rest of the Azara. Because in the Azara, the halacha is, that's a place where a person, if he's Tameh, is Chayv Kares, and Bishogi is Chayv Chata, so that's a very serious place as well, very severe. So therefore, you can even take it out directly from the rest of the Azara. Other places where you find it, you put a Psachter on top of it.